Sophie, Thunder have made the Final Four. Not really much of a surprise.
Well, if you go back to kind of the beginning of the season, I think people underestimated us because of the changes made from last season. But yeah, I think we've just shown that we've got a good group of quality players that can come together and play for each other on the court, which has been difficult to break down for other teams. Very happy that we've made the top four.
New squad as well. How much have you been enjoying it?
Yeah, I've loved it. It's been great. They're a great group to be a part of. It's a very tight team of passionate athletes that have a lot of belief in their own and each other's abilities. It's good being back on the Super League court, playing with and against players, brings so much intensity and commitment to the game. So it's great. It's good to be back.
And how about all that coaching experience from Karen, Leanna and Sarah? What have they added to your game?
Yeah, they're a really good unit. Three very good coaches that specialise in different positions, which has just brought them together and made it kind of a perfect coaching team, and just good to be on the receiving end of that coaching.
We could go through the entire squad. Anyone you want to mention?
I'm a massive fan of Catherine. I think she's massively underestimated by other teams, other coaches, and I think she's one of the most consistent players I've ever played with. Just delivers game in, game out. Definitely is underestimated by people.
How are you on praise? During the game on Monday, we saw Pamela Cookie say, "Yes, Sophie Morgan," a couple of times. And if that was me, I'd save it off my telly, use it as a ringtone and get people to ring me every 3 or 4 minutes.
No, it was nice to hear that positive feedback from obviously an outstanding player and coach. So yeah, no, I was happy to hear someone saying that about you.
You're obviously enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm disappointed that I haven't seen a picture on Twitter with you and Thunder Bear yet, mind?
Oh, I know. I'll get that. I'll get that sorted before the end of the season.
And the good thing as well, I mean, we spoke last time about your personal training.
Yes.
You're going to be holding a fitness festival?
Yeah, so it's my first SLN PT Summer Fitness Festival, which I'm just holding at the Cheshire County Sports Club in Upton in Chester in August, which is just basically a full day event where teams are just going to compete against each other to be crowned the first festival champions.
How did the whole idea come about?
For me, it's just kind of, my aim with it is just to give people an understanding of why I do what I do in my job, promoting health and fitness, encouraging adults and children to take part in that activity, and just really to maintain a healthy weight and promote mental health and well-being, which is the reason for me doing it. It's a big event which will be able to showcase all of that on one day, on one weekend.
What kind of activities are planned?
There's loads of kind of different individual team events, included kind of tug of wars, obstacle courses, kids competitions where they'll just do mini challenges of the adults as such, prizes there to give out to people, and just through the day scheduling taster sessions just of the classes that I run locally. So they'll take place throughout the day, which I hope to obviously get everyone there to take part in.
I had a look. It was £60 per team. How many people?
So
any limits
four,
on that?
No, so it's 4 people per team, £60. The kids, they all go free. So it's kind of tagged in friends, families, sports teams, colleagues, kind of pretty much anyone. It's open to anyone.
Food and music are on there as well?
I'll be in charge of that, so I don't know how that'll go.
What's the best way to find out more?
So to either go on my website, or you can go, probably the best email would be to email me on slmpersonaltraining@yahoo.com or give me a call or text.
And that's at the Cheshire County Sports Club?
Yes, Cheshire County Sports Club in Upton.
5th of August?
Yeah, between 12 and 5.
Can I come for £60 with a barbecue?
Yes.
Yes. Thunder have obviously done enough to get into that Final Four. Are you bothered about who you meet?
We'll obviously come up against Wasps, and then we'll see what happens with first, second player.
And you'd just be taking the momentum from Monday's game, driving the results forward into the Finals Four weekend?
Yeah, definitely. It was a disappointing start for us on Monday, so won't take the first quarter into obviously our next game and then the final weekend. But yeah, we've had a good season. It's just now, I think, about just getting that consistency over the four quarters leading into this final four weekend, which is ultimately what we just have to do if we want to be in the final and lifting the trophy at the end.